Preachy and the Bad Kind, featuring Caitlin Dibble on lead vocals with No Way. Before that, from their soon-to-be-released sophomore release, Let It Slide, we had Ottawa's Angelina Hunter Trio with the title track. And I got that set started off with Houston's Matthias Latin and Party from his forthcoming debut release, Up Next. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, Vancouver blues legend Jim Burns turned 75 on Friday. He was born September 22, 1948 in St. Louis. He started playing guitar at 13 and played his first professional gig at 16. He moved to Vancouver in the mid-70s, becoming a staple of the local blues scene, and released his debut album Burning in 1981. Since then, he's released 10 more albums, been nominated for 4 Western Canadian Music Awards, winning twice, as well as being nominated for 15 Maple Blues Awards, including 9 times for Male Vocalist of the Year, which he's won twice, and in 2006 won the Recording of the Year for House of Refuge. Jim Burns has also been nominated for 4 Juno Awards, winning 3 times. He's appeared in more than 20 movies, over 60 TV shows, and added his voice to nearly 50 animated shows. In 1995, Jim Burns was inducted into the BC Entertainment Hall of Fame Star Walk. From his 1995 Juno-winning That River, this is birthday boy Jim Burns with All Over You.
Put on my plate, I'm gonna flash my pearly grin all over this town. A whisper to my baby when the lights go down. I'm gonna lay down and shimmy, stand up and shout, show all these women's what love is all.
Shout, I wanna show all these women what love is all about. married, haven't been a minute apart. But to receive all in my hand, in religion and my heart, I can ring him up easy. Him weeping that he ain't gone. Late Friday evening, hanging on the cross, hanging down misery.
Closing out that set from 1927, we had the legendary Blind Willie Johnson with Jesus Make Up My Dying Bed, also recorded by numerous artists as One Kind Favor. One of the most influential slide guitarists and singers of all time, Blind Willie Johnson passed away 78 years ago Monday, September 18, 1945 at 48. Known for favoring open D tuning, using a knife for a slide and picking notes with his fingers while playing bass lines with his thumb, and singing in one of the greatest and most fearsome voices of all time, Blind Willie Johnson made his first recordings in 1927 for Columbia Records, and over the next 3 years recorded a total of 30 songs. And while he performed into the 1940s, he never recorded again. A devout Christian who later became a Baptist preacher, many of Johnson's songs were adapted spirituals and hymns, creating the genre that would eventually be known as gospel blues. Blind Willie Johnson has influenced and been covered by artists such as The Grateful Dead, Ry Cooder, Bob Dylan, Big Sugar, Eric Clapton, and countless others. His haunting instrumental, Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground, was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame and was included on the Golden Record, which NASA launched on the Voyager 1 spacecraft in 1977, and which their website describes as intended to communicate a story of our world to extraterrestrials. It is now over 23.5 billion kilometers from Earth. And I got that set started off with birthday boy Jim Burns and All Over You from 1995's That River. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from her brand new release, Roots, this is Wisconsin's Joyanne Parker with Forsaken. ¶¶ Closing out that set from his new release, All My Love For You, we had the living legend, Bobby Rush, with I'm the One. Before that, from her new release, Classy Woman, we had Mississippi's Ms. Lowe, featuring Bobby Rush on harmonica and vocals, with Take My Love. From his brand new release, Latchford, we had Hamilton, Ontario's Andre Bisson with Shake, and I got that set started off with Wisconsin's Joyanne Parker, and Forsaken from her brand new release, Roots. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, the twice-named number one guitarist of all time by Rolling Stone magazine, the legendary Jimi Hendrix, passed away 53 years ago Monday, September 18th, 1970, in London at just 27. Influenced by blues artists such as Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Buddy Guy, and Elmore James, Jimi Hendrix left his hometown of Seattle in the mid-60s, moving east and paying his dues as a backup guitarist and occasional session player with legends like Little Richard, the Isley Brothers, King Curtis, and John Hammond Jr. His move to England and the release of his 1967 debut album, Are You Experienced?, which reached number 5 on the Billboard 200, changed the very history of music. And more than 50 years after his death, Jimi Hendrix continues to be one of the most influential musicians of all time. He's charted 47 albums and 16 songs on 14 different Billboard charts, and received a Grammy nomination in 1970 for his rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And just this week, a previously unreleased version of Hendrix playing Howlin' Wolf's Killing Floor live at the Hollywood Bowl while opening for headliners The Mamas and Papas was announced, but won't be available until the album is released on November 10th. Jimi Hendrix was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992, the same year he was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. From their 1967 sophomore release, Acts as Bold as Love, this is the Jimi Hendrix Experience with Little Wing.
A thousand smiles.